Park Place could one day attract potential shoppers from the immediate neighborhood in South Barrie. A public meeting will be held Tuesday night on official plan, up, and rezoning applications needed to allow 16 and 12-story towers, with 475 residential units and ground-floor commercial, and 6-story podiums with each building, at 109 Park Place Boulevard. The applications, from North American Development Corp., are to change the special provisions in the general commercial zoning to allow residential development. North American officials say residential growth will allow Park Place, located at Bayview Drive and Mapleview Drive East, to evolve as a mixed-use area that will support the longevity of what it calls an existing regional shopping destination. This application proposal accommodates residential intensification, tall buildings and higher density for a pedestrian-friendly, transit-supported community, North American officials say. This property, which is within Park Place, is 4.9 acres and fronts onto 3 private roads. It's approximately 200 meters along Park Place Boulevard, about 110 meters along South Village Way and 200 meters along Live 8 Way. The development's first phase would be 16 stories in height, with a 6-story podium, ground floor commercial, 296 residential units and approximately 388 commercial and residential parking spaces. Its second phase would be 12 stories, also with a 6-story podium, ground floor commercial, 179 residential units and about 251 commercial and residential parking spaces. A neighborhood meeting on these plans was held last February, with approximately 23 people attending, including the Ward 8 councillor, planning staff, North American officials and consultants. There were questions and comments regarding integration of residential uses into this area, the potential increase in traffic on Mapleview Drive East, the type of units and timeline for their construction. A public meeting is one of the first stages of Barrie's planning process. Once held, a staff report to City Council's Planning Committee is anticipated to be brought forward in early 2023 for consideration of the proposed OP amendment and rezoning. Should Council approve these changes, site plan applications would also be required to facilitate the development. Tuesday's Planning Committee meeting is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. and Park Place is the first public meeting on the agenda.